This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Has it been a year already?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama today marks the one-year anniversary of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy with a speech on Wall Street. Lehman's collapse set off a wave of changes that had a lot of people declaring the end of Wall Street as we knew it. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott joins us live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Bill.
This is your beat. How different is Wall Street one year later?
Well, in many ways, it is quite different. A year ago, we still had four big standalone investment banks. Today, of course, not only is Lehman Brothers gone, but Merrill Lynch is part of Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs are commercial banks, which means they're subject to more regulation. So it's a smaller industry. Thousands of jobs have disappeared. But in other ways, it's almost business as usual. Banks have had billions of dollars in profits this year. Several have paid back their bailout money. Financial companies' stocks have recovered a lot of their lost value. And bonuses, while significantly down last year, are expected to be plenty high again this year in many cases.
Well, you mentioned regulation there, Amy. There was a lot of talk about that a year ago and has been. But is there still momentum for real regulatory change, or has that passed?
Well, Congress has, of course, been distracted by issues like health care reform. There are a lot of proposals on the table for a real overhaul, things like higher capital requirements so that banks have to have a bigger cushion to protect against risk. But people I've talked to are mixed about how much of this will really become law. They say that Congress probably won't pass anything until next year, and it's likely to be substantially watered down thanks to aggressive lobbying by industry and, of course, regulatory turf wars, particularly if the economy continues to recover.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, live in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And here's another milestone in our year-long economic journey. Ever since the meltdown, the Treasury Department's been guaranteeing investments in money market mutual funds that were made before the crisis. Well, that guarantee is going away later this week. Marketplace's Steve Henn tells us why that matters.
Investors hold $3.5 trillion in money market accounts. These funds invest in short-term corporate debt. They're supposed to be safe, and they offer higher returns than savings accounts. Or at least that was the story.
I still think money market funds are a disaster waiting to happen, just like they were a year ago.
Investment advisor Drew Tignanelli says even stable companies can fall apart quickly in default. When that happens, investors run for the exits.
Once they get wind of the fact that they can lose money, you create a situation for a mania or a panic, and no one can survive a run.
Last year, investors pulled more than $40 billion out of a single fund in just 3 days. The run stopped when the Fed's guaranteed accounts. Industry groups say money markets are safer today, investing in short-term debt and keeping more cash on hand. But Tignanelli believes all it would take to create another panic is another big company flaming out unexpectedly. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Let's see how stock investors are starting the week. Selling. European markets are down almost 1% so far. Asian markets lost about that today. Last week was pretty strong on Wall Street. The S&P 500 hopped up 2.5%. Friday was a small exception, the Dow slipping 22 points on Friday to 9,605. A trade dispute between the U.S. and China got elevated last night. The thing started Friday when President Obama slapped trade penalties on Chinese tire exports here to the U.S. Beijing called that protectionism and responded by announcing its own anti-dumping investigations of American cars and chicken products. Some people worry about an escalating trade war. Others say this is political posturing between two countries who need each other too much to let a quarrel get out of hand.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. By Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com.
You know, the phrase global recession is much easier said than understood. I mean, how much do you know about the way people are living outside the United States? We begin a new segment today called the Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Our quizmaster, Stephen Richter, publisher and editor-in-chief of the daily online magazine, TheGlobalist.com. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you, Bill. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am. Let's do it.
Everyone knows that Asia's economic fortunes are rising, and no two emerging economies are as important as China and India.
True.
But how do living standards in the two countries compare? Is China's per-person income, and here's my question for you, the same as that in India? Is it double India's, triple India's, or perhaps even four times India's?
That's a tough one. I have heard that we overestimate how rich China is when we always on this side of the Pacific. I'm going to say they're about the same.
Not quite so.
No?
To the pain of the average Indian, the Chinese make about $3,600 a year on a current price basis. That's four times more than India with $980 a year. That's much less than what the per capita income is in the United States. You remember what that is, roughly?
Per capita income here, household?
Well, I won't put you on the spot.
I don't know.
It's $45,000 a year, so we're still making seven times more per person than the average Chinese. So both of those nations, as great strides as they're making, have a lot of things still to do to catch up, and that should be good for global economic growth over time.
Stephen, thank you for this perspective.
You're welcome. See you next time.
Stephen Richter, publisher and editor-in-chief of the daily online magazine, TheGlobalist.com. And finally, a 23-year-old woman, Michelle McCambridge, was working customer service at JCPenney when a woman came in and asked to open a credit account in the name of Michelle McCambridge. That woman is under arrest, and so are several other suspects who police say were responsible for victimizing at least 39 people. And they have awful timing. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.